After some decades of little dynamism in La Union, in the 1950s, there was a resurgence of mining, characterized by the exploitation of open-cast quarries and subsequent treatment of the minerals, which was carried out in the so-called differential flotation washery, a cheaper and more affordable technology for treating the minerals of the Sierra Minera Cartagena Union. Several washes of this type were built segundopars, brunita or ponts. But undoubtedly the best known was the famous Lavedro Roberto, belonging to the mining metallurgical company Panaroya, which bought most of the mining concessions in the Sierra. It was one of the largest in Europe and capable of treating more than 2,000 tons of ore daily. It was also responsible for one of the biggest ecological disasters in the history of Europe, the clogging of Portman Bay, the ancient Roman Portus Magnus, whose coastline disappeared, clogged with more than 60 million tons of chemical mineral waste dumped between 1957 and 1990. During this period, open pit mining reached production levels never seen before in the Sierra Minera. 60% of Spanish galena and 20% of other minerals such as pyrite and blende were produced here. Although the development of this type of mining brought employment and economic development to the area, the use of much more environmentally aggressive means of exploitation had great environmental consequences, of which you can get an idea in the photos included in this panel and in the scenery in front of it. Thousands of tons of material were dismantled and displaced, and the landscape in the Sierra Minera was greatly altered. Another example is the Red Lake of the Brunita Quarry, of which you can see a photo in the backlighting in this area. When this quarry ceased its activity, it stopped pumping water to exploit the mine. Depending on the time of day, the lake takes on a reddish color, similar to the one recreated in front of you, due to the sulfuric acid contamination of pyrite. Mining in La Union closed its curtain in 1991, when the mining extraction activity was definitively interrupted, mainly due to major environmental problems, problems with the low price of the mineral and the high level of social conflict. The audiovisual at the end of this section explains, with first-hand testimonies, what the bay was like before the disaster, the Roberto washing place, the waste and the struggle of the people of Portman to regenerate the bay and put an end to this environmental catastrophe.